This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Mandy Holm. Good morning, Mandy. I'm looking forward to this conversation. What a great production this one is.
I know. I'm excited to hear about it.
All right. Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Eric J. Little. He's the director of a production called The Mountaintop. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Oh, we're glad to have you. I appreciate you stopping by opening night tonight.
Yes, sir.
So very, very exciting. Very grateful that you stopped by on this important day to join us. So
on
grateful.
His birthday.
On his birthday
on
as
my
well.
Birthday.
All right, let's sing it. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I didn't rehearse that.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
We're not gonna do it.
I was wondering where my cake was.
No I cake. Know, we didn't plan that one very
no,
well.
No donuts,
did
Dunkin' Donuts.
Do a very good job. But
next time, you'll
we'll
have
make
to come
it up
back.
To you.
Thank you.
We'll make it an annual thing. I suspect this will not be the last time we see you on this show. So, Eric, we're here to talk about The Mountaintop, which is I'm really excited to talk about it. But before we do that, take a few quick seconds to tell us a bit about you and your background.
Thanks. Well, once again, thank you guys for having me here. I have been in Atlanta since September 2005. I moved here 2005 after graduating from LSU with my MFA in acting.
Judging you on that one.
Wait a minute. What's that about?
Bulldog over here.
You know what? But let me tell you what's crazy. I'm from Alabama, though. So I'm roll tide.
It's getting worse and worse.
I'm roll tide all day.
So. And that wraps our coverage from today's conversation.
Wait a minute. Are you a Bulldog fan as well?
Oh, no. I'm Florida State.
Oh, sorry. You know,
we kept your coach. Sorry about that.
I would say raise a hand if your team is in the playoffs, and I think I would be the only one raising my hand. But, you know, we're going to go there.
I'm getting bad vibes in the studio today.
So that's about me. I'm a big Alabama fan. But as I said, I do love living here in Georgia. I've been in Atlanta, like I said, since 2005. And been doing in the theater community as well as done some film and TV as well. I've worked at the Children's Museum of Atlanta. I used to work there, but as an imaginator, as a performer. I also currently teach at Clark Atlanta University where I teach acting and direct shows there.
Very cool.
Yeah, I've been acting in this community, like I said, since 2005 and recently started directing in the professional theater community. Really started a little bit in 2014 with a smaller theater company here called Rising Sage Theater Company. I directed a show called Chains. But last year, in 2015, is where I really got a chance to do my major directing at a regional theater. I directed at Kenneth Leon's True Colors Theater Company. I directed a show called Fetch Clay, Make Man, which was a very interesting show. It was about Muhammad Ali.
Oh.
So it's been very interesting that the first three shows that I've directed, one was about Muhammad Ali. Then I recently directed a show about Thurgood Marshall called Thurgood at Theatrical Outfit. And then here comes this show, The Mountaintop, about Martin Luther King. So
I'm detecting the pattern here.
I know. It's a blessing and scary at the same time. So.
Yeah. You're 3 for 3 on some amazing Americans, so that's very exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing to direct shows about these three gentlemen, definitely.
So, Eric, tell us about Aurora Theater.
Aurora Theater, this is my third time working with them. I worked with them the first time in 2009 as an actor, and then 2 years ago in 2014 as an actor as well. The first show was a comedy called Buy My House, Please, and this the last show. Yeah, it was a show basically about, it was like a reality show on stage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a fun show. We did that, and it was a great comedy. And then 2 years ago, we did a show called Claiborne Park, which was a big hit on Broadway a few years ago. And I think that's one of the things I like about Aurora. It's located, number one, in Gwinnett County in Lawrenceville, and they do a diverse diverse work. They do different types. They do comedies. They do dramas. They do big musicals. It's actually, I just learned that one of the biggest, budget-wise, Beyond the Alliance Theater is one of the biggest theaters, budget-wise, in the state of Georgia.
Wow.
And they do some really good work up there. You know, and some people think like, oh, it's so far because it's in Gwinnett. But it's like, it can be a drive, but it depends on where you live.
If you're going from A to B, whatever that is in this town, it's
exactly.
A long drive.
It might depend on what time you go to.
Well, sure.
That's it right there. Like,
sure.
If you go at the wrong time, it can't be far.
All right. Well, we're here principally to talk about The Mountaintop. So give us the story, what this is all about.
So The Mountaintop, as I said before, is about one of the greatest Americans, I think, that has ever lived. And that's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And it takes place April 3rd, 1968, which most people know if you hit even a history buff. That's the day before Dr. King was assassinated. And he comes back to the Loraima Motel, which is located in Memphis, right after giving his last speech. I've been to the mountaintop. That's, of course, where the title of the piece came from. And basically, he's alone in his hotel. And this is a reimagining of that night. The playwright Katuri Hall, she basically reimagined what was he doing in this hotel room, motel room, by himself. Well, that's the thing. He's only by himself for a few minutes. And then we have his stranger, this maid who comes in to talk with him. And I don't want to say that I don't want to tell too much because then that might give away the play. Mm. But it's a lot of great things that happen. It's filled with humor. And I would say this. It pulls back the curtain to let you see another side of Dr. King that you may not have known. And it's very, very interesting. And like I said, it's funny beyond serious. And
which is surprising. We're based on its timeline.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really expect that to be funny.
Exactly.
But that's the amazing thing. I mean, there's not a soul in this country that doesn't know who he is and what he represents and the change that he affected. But I think most of us don't know who the man was and know the behind the scenes story of him and his family, which is a fascinating story in itself, let alone what he did for civil rights and all that implies. Talk more about the person who came up with this idea. I mean, the writer of this play.
Katuri Hall, who's the playwright, she is number one from Memphis. And all of her work, a lot of her work, I should say, comes from the city of Memphis, is set in the city of Memphis. But I watched some interviews and she said one of the reasons she was inspired to do this play is because her mother, when she was a little girl, was not allowed to go see Dr. King at the Mason Temple where he was preaching. And, you know, she said her grandmother wouldn't let her mother go. And so it was almost like this is a gift, like to a mother to kind of see what would have happened.
This is what you missed.
This is what you miss. And she actually named the character, the female character beyond Dr. King, her name is Kamei. And it stands for Carrie Mae. And her mother's name is Carrie Mae. So she named the character after her. But it's basically she wanted to write this for her mother. And like, as I said before, kind of pull back the curtain. And, you know, that's what I've been saying to the designers and the actors. I think what this play does is it pulls back the curtain to allow us to see, as you said, the deeper part of him, the man, not just the icon that we know, but also who is this man?
And when you better understand the man, then it makes it even more impressive what the change he affected.
Oh, man.
When you realize that it wasn't a Superman, it was a human just like the rest of us, and yet still was able to do the amazing things he did. All right. Eric, Mandy, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Eric J. Little, the director of The Mountaintop. So, Eric, have you actually ever been to the Lorraine Hotel?
I have. In 2015, during my spring break from Clark, I went to Memphis. Oh, I think I did not mention this is my second time directing one of Katuri Hall's plays.
No,
last time I directed it at Clark, I directed in spring 2015, The Hurt Village, which takes place in Memphis as well. So what I did is I said, you know what, I just want to go to Memphis and kind of check it out. And I wanted to go to the Civil Rights Museum, which is at the Lorraine Motel. And I had no idea I was going to be directing this yet, but I just wanted to go just for myself. And it's an amazing museum. Number one, it took me a couple of hours just to get through it.
Oh, I bet.
I bet.
But then it ends at room 306, which is where he was. They have two rooms still there, room 305, the room next door, and then room 306 where he was. And you can, there's a glass and you can see inside. And of course, I'm sure they restored it over years, but for the most part, they've kept it like it was.
It was when he left the room. Have you seen it?
I've never been, but I definitely want to go.
So his hotel room is left intact from when, I mean, the bed's unmade. And there's other little things that he walked out, and it was not long after he walked out, obviously, that he was assassinated. It's just very emotional to see that. So
it's not your typical spring break destination, but it definitely sounds like a good trip.
Memphis is a cool place to go if you've never been to Memphis.
Memphis is one of my favorite cities.
It has a nice barbecue if you like barbecue.
I do. I do.
Go down on Beale Street and go to B.B. King's Barbecue. So it's a good place.
I have to make some notes here.
Of course, you better go to Grace One, too.
I couldn't get there. It was too packed. I drove by and I was like, oh yeah, Elvis, but it was too many people. I was like, no.
It's amazing how busy it is still all these years yonder.
Right. Yeah. So Eric, can you tell us what is your favorite part of the play?
Oh man. One of my favorite, well, I know my favorite part of the play is the ending, which I cannot say what it is.
I knew he was gonna say that.
But I will say this, my favorite thing about the play is the interplay between the interaction between the Martin Luther King and Cat May, which is the maid. And it's just, it's a wonderful how they challenge each other during the play and what we learn about Martin Luther King, what we learn about her, and then I think also, which good theater should do, what we learn about ourselves. Because the thing about this play, what it does is it challenges, you know, all of us. It challenges me as an artist to see what I think about certain things. Mm-hmm. And she goes to us, you know, like I said, I don't want to say too much, but she challenges your beliefs on certain things that we all know, not just about King, but what we know about ourselves and what we believe about spirituality, what we believe about civil rights, what we believe about how to do things. And then one of my favorite things is I get to work with two of the best actors.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you, tell us about the two of them.
The two actors I have are Neil A. Gant, who's playing Martin Luther King, and Cynthia D. Barker, who's playing Cat May. And these are two of the greatest actors in town. They're working together, right? They previously worked together with A Christmas Carol. And they work off each other as he's Bob Cratchit and she's Mrs. Cratchit. They've also worked together, which I was in the play with them as an actor with. He was Macbeth, she was Lady Macbeth. So they have great chemistry together and they work really well and two of the best actors. So it was a pleasure to work with both of them.
So opening night is tonight.
Yes, sir.
And it sounds like it has a 1 month run. Tell us about that.
One month. So yes, it's tonight. January 12th is tonight. We had a couple of previews that went over really, really well. And now it runs tonight all the way through February 12th. You can get your tickets at auroratheater.com. And that's theater with the RE at the end. And it runs from Tuesday through Sunday. And you can definitely, has all the information, probably better than I can give it, but definitely go online and get the tickets and get the times of the shows.
All right. Well, we're about out of time and you got to get to the theater because you got a big night tonight.
Yes, sir.
So any final thoughts on this? I mean, this is what an exciting production. I'm excited to hear more about it and that there's actually some humor, which to me means there's some humanness in this as well, which is what makes the story so all the more powerful.
I think the last thing I would want people to know that this play is more than a history lesson. I think when people hear Martin Luther King and they hear 1968, they're like, oh, it's a history lesson, but it's really not. It really applies to not only learning about it, you know, the history is a part of it, but what's happening right now, especially with our country, with the changing of the guard, you know, with the big presidential election and how the country is still divided. And hopefully, you know, things will get better. But, we're right a couple of days away from the inauguration anyway. So I think that's the thing that people want to know. It makes, like, as I said before, it challenges you. It's more than a history lesson. And like I said, it's funny. It's a lot of fun. And
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Well, what moves me about MLK is the change you can affect, how you can move, frankly, the globe with a kind and inspirational word. Doesn't have to, you don't have to stoop any lower than that and affect positive change. Great stuff. All right. So before we let you go, a couple of things. Should anyone want to contact you? How can they contact you? If they want to learn more about the Aurora Theater, where do they go there? And finally, where do they get all the information on showtimes and tickets for the Mountaintop?
Yes, sir. Me personally, if they want to contact me, Facebook, Eric J. Little. You can hit me up on there or Twitter. Follow me at Eric J. Little for the Aurora Theater. Once again, the website for all the information you need for tickets. For tickets, showtimes, go to Aurora Theater with the R-E at the end, auroratheater.com. That's AuroraTheatre.com. AuroraTheatre.com. Check it out. I promise you, this is a show you don't want to miss. Bring your whole family.
All right. Eric J. Little, the director of The Mountaintop, a production at the Aurora Theater. Eric, great to have you. Good luck tonight. Break a leg.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. So on behalf of our guest, Eric J. Little, my co-host, Mandy Holm, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.